Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I think that everyone been in prison for a while, like they have a lot of struggles. It's hard, man, to adapt to your new life, especially when you have identity crisis or you're not. We used to be, you disassociate yourself with so much of your past. And then, you know, for me, now I'm here, but now I'm dealing with a whole new, you know, set of issues.
Hey, it's 50 Cent.
And I'm Charlie Webster. This is Surviving El Chapo, the twins who brought down a drug lord. Season 2.
The Flores twins spent 8 months trying to get El Chapo on tape while they were running drugs for him in Mexico. They handed themselves into authorities and then spent the next 10 years cooperating for the government in prison.
Then it was two long days on the witness stand.
Finally, El Chapo was sent to prison for life plus 30 years.
Everything the twins had worked toward for over a decade, trying to turn their lives around, culminated at this moment. And it was finally over. For the first time in their lives, they could look forward to their happily ever after. An honest life outside of the world of peddling kilos or the bars of a prison cell. But what does that actually mean for two people whose introduction to the drug life began at 7 years old? The cooperation was over, and at 38, the brothers only had 2 years left until they would finally be free.
The government no longer needed them, so their protection as high-profile witnesses was over. After what they had gone through over 10 years, another two might seem easy. But there was one challenge. None of us saw it coming. COVID.
Was the last 2 years any different for you?
Miserable.
Really?
Because I continued to fight to go home. And then COVID hit. We're in 24-hour lockdown. We're just on lockdown indefinitely. We'll let you out when we think it's safe. And you're like, how could they do that? It was kind of like ridiculous to think that we've been on segregated, you know, set apart from the society for safety reasons. And that COVID hit, right? But we're COVID free. We've never been around anyone exposed to COVID. So the only people that have been exposed to COVID are the guards. And that's the only way to get it in, is that they're going to bring it into us. So they get to go home every day and come back, go home, come back. But we're stuck in the cell. And you're back captive again. You know, you're hungry. You know, you're just in that cell, you know. And I write letters to my wife, feeling miserable about what she was dealing with at home. I can't explain to you like what it's like to do that, like to write letters. Writing so many letters, and like if I didn't get the mail, like they didn't write to me, I feel so sick. My anxiety would be so horrible if I didn't hear from her. Think at least that that she was okay and the kids were okay. And then the worst part is that these piece of shit CEOs was like, do you have to write a book every day? Like, man, do your fucking job, man, you know? Take my fucking mail and put it in the mailbox. Like, you don't want to read it. Like, are you serious? We're in fucking lockdown in COVID. We have no access to the phone. We can't call our family. And you're going to fucking talk shit about me writing a letter? This is my fucking right to write a letter? Like, for my children, you know, we're worried and you can't call home and check on them. And my mom and everyone. I wasn't allowed to see them till like October for 1 hour behind like a plastic shower curtain.
Prisoners nationwide were stopped from seeing any visitors from March 2020 when COVID first hit the world. When Pete was finally able to have his family visit, 7 months later, it had to be done through a plastic shower curtain. And their time together was limited to an hour. On the other side of the country, COVID had hit Jay's prison early on. So Val applied for compassionate release, hoping he would be allowed to serve his final months under home confinement. The compassionate release was denied. The twins were not eligible for home confinement for safety reasons.
The last few months seemed longer than some of the time I was like there, and you know, with COVID, it just kind of like made everything a little bit harder. In any other situation, I would have been home already. Like, because of my situation, I wasn't like privileged to some of the opportunities that regular inmates had, like a halfway house or home confinement or anything like that. So any other time I would have been home already, but
we filed for compassionate release just because in the prison he was at, COVID was already there, and there was already like inmates and staff that had it. And
this was, you know, early on, right? You don't know nothing about COVID.
Yeah, and it was scary.
Around the same time, Jay started to feel sick, but none of the prison guards believed him. They thought he was faking his illness because his compassionate release had been denied.
It was hard. I was so thankful for not being sick, for being healthy most of my time in prison.
It was probably one of the hardest times of just not knowing, especially the whole time that he was in prison. It's like we were there every weekend. And then when COVID hit, we couldn't see him for the last year. And he ended up getting sick during that time.
You know, for me to get to that point and then being sick, especially during COVID, it just made everything even harder.
They must have thought that because it was around the same time that we filed for compassionate release, that he was like almost making it up, until like his whole face like blew up and his throat, like his airways ended up closing on him. So he was almost incapacitated by the time they took him out of the prison. And that's how the infection got so bad, and then that's how he ended up getting sepsis.
I can imagine that must have been so horrific for you.
What was it like for you being in a cell and struggling to breathe and not being helped?
You know what? I think just being like helpless in the cell, I just, like, it got to a point where I couldn't, you know, like, I'm shaking. Like, I can't even tell you, like, what that last week was like, because, you know, you're in pain and when I'm just lost.
Jay called me one day. He couldn't, like, even speak because his face and his, like, everything was so swollen. Like, even when he was speaking, like, I couldn't really understand him. And I got into this whole rant that he needs to sign out of the program just so that way they can take him to a regular prison. That way he had the right to go to a hospital.
You know, I was in pain. I got desperate and I was trying everything. And I guess it was getting to a point where I was, like, not well. And, you know, the inmates, you know, the people around me are just trying to take care of me. And I just don't even recall. I just know that an officer doing his rounds at night saw me. And I was unrecognizable at this point. I was like, he saw me. And
like, what, your face and neck?
And he saw me. He's like, hey, like, oh my, like, something that, you know, I just couldn't even, like, I wasn't taking in oxygen. I don't recall. I do know that they carried me out myself. They put me in an ambulance. And I remember the doctor being really upset. I remember, like, this doesn't happen.
Really
in a
upset.
Day.
In
a, you know, this
why?
Is because, like, what? Why wasn't he here soon? Right. This doesn't happen in a day or 2 days. This, like, been going on for a long period of time. This is not acceptable. You know, I'm just, at this point, I'm just like, listen, fix me, you know, do whatever you have to do.
They even had to transfer him to another hospital for intensive care.
Yeah, trauma unit.
So you're in intensive care. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was transferred to another hospital that could handle his case.
I guess they got lost the first few days. That those hospital beds, just not being able to talk to my family or know from them, you can't communicate, so. And they can't be there.
We didn't, like, even know what was going on with him, like, if he was okay, if he was, you know, alive. We just knew that it was really, really bad because, like, in a prison like that, when it comes to, like, security purposes, they don't take you out to the hospital unless you're, like, almost dying. So for me to know that, because Jay has to be moved with marshals, and it's like this big, it takes a lot of work to move him to a hospital. So it was devastating not being able to know what was going on and speaking to the attorneys and trying to find out if my husband was okay. Because I'm like, just tell me that he's not in a coma. Tell me he's, you know, stable. Tell me something. And they couldn't. And I wanted direct access to his doctors. I needed some type of line of communication just to know he was okay. I didn't need to know what hospital he was at. I just needed to know that, you know, he was breathing. You know, he spent 56 days in the hospital.
Yeah.
He had 3 surgeries.
I think, yeah, it was hard. Like, you know, you're alone, right? You're in the shoe. Like, people, you spend time in the shoe. And then, like, solitary, like, that's, solitude is hard. But being sick and kind of
helpless,
being in the hospital where you have no one to, like, care for you or nurture you.
You're shackled to a bed.
Yeah, I was shackled to a bed. Like, that's hard. I do remember, like, once I started, like, feeling, like, a little bit better, like, I was in pain. I had tubes going down in my throat, and so I couldn't speak. And I remember, that's when you really feel that loneliness. Like, I would have all these, like, thoughts about, wow, like, when you're, like, not conscious or when you're in those situations, that's when you look for that nurturing mom, right? As a baby, like, I remember just having those feelings, like, wow, this is why marriage and family is so important. You're supposed to have someone. You're supposed to have each other. And I think that it just kind of like, to me, it was like, again, just a reminder, right, of what it's like to be alone. You know, and you, when you're in those situations, you wonder, like, I'm going to die alone? Like, this is what it's going to be like. So kind of going back to those times. So just going through all that and not having my family, not having, being able to talk to them, that was very hard. Because I'm a very, like, I depend a lot on my family, I depend a lot on my wife. I'm a social person, and just, you know, not being able to talk and just being to pain and just kind of just keeping it to yourself, which a lot of people might think, well, a lot of people keep things to themselves. I just, thanks to my wife and thanks for me having a twin brother, I never had to keep something to myself. That was foreign to me. That I'm kind of suffering alone in a way.
Jay got an infection, which led to sepsis because he was left without treatment for so long. He spent 56 days in hospital before he was eventually transferred back to prison. But he didn't stay there for long. By the time he got back, he only had a few weeks left until he was released.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
The twins were able to get 2 years and 2 months taken off their sentence for good behavior, which is the maximum a federal inmate can earn off their sentence for staying out of trouble. It's around 15%. Because they received the same sentence, they were released on the same day. When they first went to prison, they spent 8 months in the SHU. Now, 12 years later, they would go to the SHU for the last time. Because of COVID, prisoners had to spend 2 weeks quarantined in the SHU before they left. On November the 5th, 2020, it was time to go home. Jay was first out.
What was it like for you when you came out of prison? What was that day? What happened on that day?
I think it was surreal. That was like for sure. Like I couldn't even, I didn't sleep. And as soon as the doors opened, everybody came to my, they had been saying goodbye. And, people came just give me letters and I still couldn't believe it. It was emotional, believe it or not. I left a lot of good people behind. I think that.
So you had a lot of relationships.
Yeah, for sure. I think
in prison at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that. I guess they got used to just having me, right? As a positive, like, let me come to you for advice or, and just be able to just like be there for them. And I did worry about some where I was like, damn. What are they going to do without me? And, I made a really good friend. And I was with him for 10 years. He was my Sally. And I knew he needed me. And he was there for me, too. Like, I remember I used to go through them hard times. And I went through a hard situation with my family. And, like, we're in the cell, and he just came and hugged me. And I remember, like, just being emotional. And he was, like, one of those tough men. Like, oh, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to. And then when it was time for me to go, like, that day, he was like, he cried. He was like, what am I going to do without you? And it's weird because this individual is famous for how many brothers he has. And I remember he said, I need to tell you something. Like, I've never had the relationship with my own brothers that I've had with you. And I'm really going to miss you. And I'm happy that you're going home, man. You deserve it. It was emotional. If you think about it, he was in my life every day for 10 years. That was as long as my run. So all those people that meant to me something in the street that I knew for within those 10 years and sometimes less, that I felt close to you, just could imagine what it was like for me to be with this, with him for 10 years. And he did have a day to come home. At that time, it was 4 years. And, there were people in there that were not coming home soon or not coming home at all. So it did kind of weigh on me. It's like bittersweet. Like, I waited for this day for so long. I'm more worried about them. Like, you're overdoing it. he would, like, say that. And I'm like, I said, you guys are going to be all right. I just kind of gave him a little speech. You guys are going to be all right. Hugged him. And
did you give him a little speech?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I thanked him for everything because I think that you depend. That's your family. And I'm a family man. We have our own little group where it's like that you kind of live with every day, that you depend on. You form this bond. And I had begged the staff. They're like, please come get me early. Don't take your time. They're like, you're going to go home. And we're going to be here at 8. And they said, your wife is not going to be on time. We're not doing that. I said, listen, yes, she is. I said, listen, I waited a long time for this, please. And they came for me early. They came probably a little bit before 6 a.m. And they let me say goodbye to everybody. And just walking down that hallway, I just couldn't, I was emotional for sure. Like goosebumps all over my body. Just even when it was time for me to sign all the paperwork, I was like, wow, this is really gonna happen. And I'll never forget, after I signed the paperwork, they're like, go ahead, call your wife, see if she's here. I was like, excuse me? They call your wife. Pick up the phone and call your wife. I said, I could pick up the phone? He's like, technically, you're not in prison anymore. And I was like, oh shit. come off. Pick up the phone. Like, no answer. No answer. No answer. I don't remember a lot of phone numbers. I'm like calling, like, hold on. No answer. No one is answering my phone. I'm like, no, this ain't happening. And finally, I come. She answers. I'll never forget. She was like,
we'll be there in an hour.
I said, what? I was so hurt. It hurt me. I'm sitting there like, and because of my situation, they just didn't want to, like, they're not just going to put me out the door. They want to make sure that I leave the premises safely. And I was so embarrassed to tell the union manager. She said, no, she said, I told you. I was like, oh my God. And thinking, like, this is not happening to me. And I was like, wow. Just sitting there, and they're like, you want to use the phone? Go ahead and just call your wife back. Make sure she gets here. And I was like, oh, okay. And called her back. I said, I could talk to you, like, on the phone. Like, wow. I don't have to use, like, the operators don't have to tell me I'm being recorded. Like, it was like, wow. That was the first, like, glimpse of, like, being free that I felt, which was amazing. And yeah, she got there a little bit, like, an hour and 20 minutes later.
And I felt so bad because there's, like, a whole entourage and everyone has to wait in order to, like, release Jay to make sure that, you know, he's safe, our family's safe.
It's a big process, and isn't it? What you think, it's like armed guards, like, taking you.
Yeah.
And they waited and, you know, now she has everyone waiting. I felt really embarrassed. But
when I got out of the car, everyone was like, okay, I get it. I broke my foot the night before. I was trying to, like, run around the house and make everything perfect. That's, like, what I do. I want to, like, lay everything out and make sure and everything looks
perfect. You know what? I always tell her, you're so worried about everything else that you lose focus on what's important.
I just wanted to make sure, like,
but
I,
you know what? No
charged,
matter what.
I charged Jay's toothbrush. I wanted to make sure he had his, like, everything he could possibly need, like his slippers. Like, I was like, my mind just goes to the most simplest things of what he's going to need. And I just wanted to make everything perfect for him. And
no matter what, it was special.
I ended up running outside and putting up all of the Christmas lights. It was just barely November. I had the landscapers out there just trying to make everything so nice for him. And I ended up tripping over one of the cables outside. And I completely broke my foot.
I was surprised to see that.
Fractured.
I was like, what is going on? And it was hard, but, you know, it didn't take away. Like, once I was there and once I felt like I still couldn't believe I felt free, like, no shackles, no. And of course, it was emotional. All my kids were there. And we just stood there just crying in tears.
Crying. It was so surreal.
And then they were like, you got to go. Like, be there. You have to go. So I had to jump in the car. And it was like, I still remember my son, you know, just kind of quiet, looking at me. He was happy. He had a smile on his face. And he kind of hugged me. And I'm like, I told you. I was not always going to be there.
That's your youngest, who had never actually lived with you. He'd only ever known you in prison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he could not even, like,
comprehend
that his dad one day was going to be able to walk out that door. Like, he didn't even, he's like, there's no way. Are you sure? He never thought that he would be released from prison.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. I was lost of words. Like, I was just like this feeling of fulfillment. It's hard to describe. And I'm there just, it was really emotional. And just me wanting to, like, touch him and just, you know,
hug
him. Yeah, hug. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I had the advantage of being home a little sooner than my brother because of the time difference. I was there with my kids and eventually I reached out to my two nieces and my nephews. So I was like, hey, oh my God.
You,
like,
called them.
And they're crying. And
they were in tears.
We were on FaceTime.
They were so excited. They were so anxious.
Which is weird,
they were waiting
right?
for their dad.
I'm still getting used to the like I was FaceTiming, he could actually see them, and you know, like that was different.
Jay was like, "This is so weird.
This is so different. Like this is so weird." And I right, like this could have made my business so much easier. No, just.
Don't forget that Jay and Pete went to prison in 2008, 2 years before FaceTime existed. Jay had never seen FaceTime. In fact, when they went to prison, the original iPhone had only been out for a year. The twins started their business back in the days of the Nokia 3210. Jay settled in at home. Across the country, Pete was preparing to leave.
I can't like, even imagine like that the day was really coming. I had like a little homemade little calendar that I kept with me. It's just a little legal paper, like little, just wrote my own little lines on the day to not cross them out.
So when the day came, what happened?
I didn't sleep. I don't think anyone could sleep. I was like, I had my room clean. I cleaned my cell, toilet, everything, folded everything, grabbed my old blankets and folded my mattress and left everything like the way it should be. And I think that every person who's done a long time has that little thought, like, is this really gonna happen for me? I remember they're like, yeah, it was coming at you, yeah, your wife can't be here. Dude, I think they were gonna take someone to court, whatever, like, to live here at 9. And I was like, 9? You know, I'm mad that my brother's gonna be out earlier because he's, you know, he was in a different time zone. And they called me to the office. They're like, could your wife be here any earlier? I'm like, yes, she can. And then she wasn't answering my call. I'm like, what? Anyways, but like walking out on a beautiful sunny day and just early in the morning, not feeling good. I was down like 20 pounds. I was down to like 130. I had a Osama bin Laden beard. You know, we weren't allowed to get haircuts. And my hair was ridiculously long. And I remember like pulling the cart out. Like I had a couple boxes with my belongings. I don't know what to tell you, man. I know the joy I felt to see my family there. They feel like we made it. Like I can't tell you what it was to my kids there, you know? No, she looked more beautiful than ever. It's like, I couldn't, like, I wanted to leave, like, let's go. And finally, I closed the door and I was like, I jumped in the back seat because my sister was in the front. And the kids, everyone was just looking at me. I didn't know what to say. I was speechless, like, really speechless. That says a lot for someone like me who talks a lot.
It must have been so surreal.
It was so not real, like, to think that I would be free in America. I would be free in the USA and like back in the States and free.
Because the last time you were free in America was when you were like 22, 23, right?
I was 22.
So you've not really been free in America in your adulthood.
Yeah, I wanted to. I can't tell you what it felt like. Like to, I wanted to hold my kids, hold everyone. And I remember my kids being real like that, like you're really here, like you're not in khakis. Yeah, I'm really here. I could see in their eyes that they had like a million questions. Like they're just like, what's next for us? Like I remember just telling them, just don't look back, man. Let's look forward to our future, man. Not saying that we could forget that past, but let's just change the view a little bit because it was such a long time.
And you didn't want them to literally look behind.
Yeah, man. That's 12 years is a long time. And my kids never seen me outside that prison to that day. They never seen me like eat like a normal food. They never really got to see how I smell or see me in my without my shirt on or in my underwear like normal kids will see their father or like do something for them. My wife, just know that what she felt to see you, to see them with your father, what it meant to her, too, you know?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I see Peter, he's coming out, and he has like a cart with two, the prison guards. So he has a cart, like a book cart, and he has like boxes, and we're just looking at him, oh my God. But it was like almost silence in the car. Silence, like just watching him. He opens the trunk and he puts his things in there, and then he gets in the car, and it was really surreal to see him, like, just see his presence, just be in his presence. And the kids were there, and he got in the back seat, and the kids were just, he was just holding the kids. He didn't know, like, touching their hair, and I don't know, they were crying and then happy, and they were just overjoyed, like, just to finally have him here. I was nervous, and I mean, I haven't been this close to him in 12 years, almost 13 years. So it was really difficult for me. When he hugged me, I almost felt like I was trembling, like my body was a little trembling, a little nervous. I kind of avoided him. Yeah, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to wash the dishes.
And
I'm gonna...
I was like, what is wrong with you?
But after a while, you know, the kids wanted to have a movie night. So we laid blankets on the floor and we put a movie on. And they were just, everyone was just so happy. And still, they couldn't take their eyes off of him.
Come on, you got to tell the funny part.
What? So we escaped.
Honestly, you know, they're young. I mean, they're old enough. They're like, are mom and dad gonna do something? It's funny, right?
Yeah, they're really well aware. They're, you know, they're really smart kids.
Weird, like,
and they're like, you left us. You didn't even finish the movie. But they're they're understanding,
they're funny,
and
eh?
They're funny. They're really funny kids. Yeah. Really mature for their age.
I mean, well, I laugh because it's weird that they made it so awkward for us.
And then my sister-in-law was there and she was like, leave your mom and dad alone.
Yes, they're talking about the S word, sex. The last time Pete and Viv were intimate in that way was back when they were cooperating in the government offices in Chicago. Remember the three Bs? The first B, the baby. Whilst I was talking to Pete, he called his youngest daughter to chat about the day he came home from prison.
Hello.
Hi, lovely. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I was telling Charlie about the day I came home.
Yeah.
And I was telling how you were just staring at us like the whole time. And mom was avoiding me.
Yeah, I think that we were all like so like shocked. It was like, oh my gosh, he's out of prison. And it's funny because like I remember every little sentence he said that day. Well, when he first got in the car, like he didn't say anything, but he told me specifically, like he put me in the, like, he whispered in my ear, don't look back. Just keep your eyes on like on the road. And then when he got home, he was just like mesmerized like by the house, you know, having a home. So then like when he went into his room, he like he laid on the bed, and then like he was just like touring the house. And then he finally ate, you know, a good warm meal, because of COVID he couldn't have warm meals. So like he was just focusing on his food, and we didn't really eat. We were just like looking at him the whole time. Just like,
was I eating funny?
Yeah, you're eating good, I think. Yeah, I just remember you being like, oh my god, this is my first meal. So my sister and I are really, really excited. Like we had like a whole like night planned out where we were like watching with like our favorite movies or whatever, like series, and you know, me and my sister got all ready. And I was like, Dad, like Mom, let's go. And so my sister and I were waiting on the couch with them for like 5 hours. I was like, oh my, okay, let's just go to bed. I'm tired. She's like, yeah, it's already 12.
After spending so much time with the Flores family, I felt like I'd gotten to know them pretty well. We had spoken about so much and delved into their deepest emotions together. Some of the things we got into and have shared on this podcast, they'd never talked about before. By this point, I got to know the children quite well too. I was struck by the fact that, despite everything, they were all so close. And the way the kids were with their fathers and vice versa, you'd never really have known that they'd been in prison the majority of their children's lives.
I would take the children to go see Peter at least twice a year over the years, just so that way he was always a part of our children's lives, and vice versa when it comes to Peter's children, because I think Jay and Peter have this connection to where they almost feel like these are all of their kids, all of their children,
like
together.
One family.
And when I would see Peter, it was like almost shocking to me, because I'd sit there and watch him with Viv and watch him with the kids. And I felt like I was almost looking in from a lens, which was so weird, because I was just seeing me and Jay, and the way that Jay would interact with me and the way he would interact with our children. And it was everything when it comes to body gestures, when it comes to body language, when it comes to body movement, when it comes to conversations, when it came to everything. And I used to come back and tell Jay like, oh my God, this is so crazy. I feel like I'm looking at our family, like watching from a camera. And it was just like unreal to see.
Over the 12 years that Pete and Jay were in prison, The family, including the kids, spent nearly every weekend visiting them, with the exception of COVID, and that's only because they weren't physically allowed to visit. And of course, the few months in a safe house leading up to their sentencing. There are fathers that aren't in prison that see their children less. All that being said, I could tell how much of an impact what they've been through had on the children. Because the twins were moved around the country so much, their families also had to move to be with them. This meant the kids were constantly changing schools, though it wasn't like they were able to have close friends anyway. The kids had to hide their own identities. They were never allowed to talk about their family, where they were from, or reveal anything about their backgrounds. The kids had to be as hypervigilant as their parents. Even now that Jay and Pete are out of prison, the children are still hypervigilant about their own identities being revealed and wake up every morning wondering if their fathers are going to get taken away from them again. I sat down with all the children to understand what it was like for them. This is Pete's daughter again, who you just heard on the phone.
It was like every single holiday, a birthday. That's all I wanted. It's for my dad. Come home. My dad would always he always tried to be honest with us. I remember when we were I think 4 years old, I was at school and I had a friend and I told her that my dad was in a cage. I was really curious about everything because as much as my dad tried to explain everything to us and what he did, I still couldn't understand it. So I remember Googling stuff and me just reading it. It just all came together, you know, about his whole life. I think I was scared to know because, you know, I did 1,152 days with him.
1,152 days
visiting.
Prison.
Yes. When he told me, I think I started to think more and I was why would you do that? You didn't think about us. I think I became a little more I was upset. And then having to go home and then going home to have to put on this costume, you know, where your home life is. No one knew anything about my home life, at school, no one knew. It was just my mom and my brother and that's all. So it was just having to deal with keeping that secret in from everybody.
It's not just their fathers that the kids are worried about. It's their mothers, too. Within 6 months of Pete and Jay getting out of prison, SWAT teams surrounded each of their houses in the early hours of the morning and arrested Val and Viv on money laundering charges.
When I got indicted, me and Viviana, I felt like we knew it was coming. We told our children that the feds would come one day and they'd come into the house and they would possibly take us and arrest us and put us in prison. That was the hardest thing I think we ever had to do.
The kids were all home when their mothers were arrested. We'll get to how it all unfolded in the next episode.
I remember just waking up in the morning, my dad be try to get up. And then they put her in handcuffs and we went in the car, and then I just remember. I was I didn't comprehend it yet. I was in shock because I didn't think that it would happen. And I remember my dad just breaking down. And so my mom told me before she left, stay strong. I got up and I was I woke my brother up and I just told him, and then I walked out of the room and I just started cleaning and cooking, trying to make everything as normal as possible.
Surviving El Chapo, The Twins Who Brought Down a Drug Lord, Season 2, is hosted by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and me, Charlie Webster. Produced by myself and Jackson McLennan. assistant producer and research support by Casey Hertz, edit and sound design by Nico Colella, theme music and original score by Ryan Sorensen. It's executive produced by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and me, Charlie Webster. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson presents a Lionsgate Sound and G-Unit Audio production exclusively for iHeart Podcasts.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com. It's full of hot savings. At CheapCaribbean.com, score an extra $175 off site-wide on vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd. A swim up bar in Punta Cana or dip your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Start at CheapCaribbean.com.